Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. What is the Christian biblical view of war today? That's the headline question. In a moment, David James comes to this broadcast table, Bible in hand, to explain God's view of war.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I want you to rehearse for us the biblical basis for governments using lethal force as one of their God-given functions.
In Genesis, we find in Genesis chapter 6 that the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And we know that that precipitated the destruction of the entire world, with only 8 survivors, Noah and his wife and his 3 sons and their wives. After the flood, waters receded and God established a covenant with Noah, the Noahic covenant in Genesis chapter 9. We find that a rudimentary form of human government was put in place, and that was for the restraint of evil, and God introduced capital punishment. So just as we continue to be under the judgment of the Tower of Babel and the implications from that, the Noahic covenant is also eternal, and so we are also under those stipulations that God has put government in place for the purpose of restraining evil, not just at the domestic level, but I would say that each nation has a responsibility both internally and externally. And if you go to Romans chapter 13, we find that this concept continues in the New Testament, where Paul says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, because there's no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. But then he goes on to say that God has actually put governments in place, and that the government does not wield the sword in vain, for he's God's minister to avenge and execute wrath on him who practices evil. And so I would say that would be both internally and externally. So I think there is a biblical basis for that.
David James explaining from the Bible God's view of war. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Jesus said in the Olivet Discourse that in the last days there would be wars and rumors of wars. That would be a sign to the Jewish people of his second coming. Not the rapture, but the second coming. Many Christians ask the question, should a Christian go to war according to the Bible? Some may think that is a tough question, and it is. However, a study of God's Word, like David James just gave us, reveals that war is in God's plan for the end times. In fact, many wars as we approach the end. Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21, the Olivet Discourse, God helps us to understand God's plan in our world is revealed through human government, which does set in motion wars and rumors of wars. Plus the fact that human government is involved, Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6, these wars on the horizon are precursors of the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...